This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Welcome to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kunnison. Digital disruption has been affecting the media industry for years, but it's been accelerated by the pandemic, and every media player is looking to accelerate their media arms. To find out more about how digital media players are doing and their outlook ahead, I'm speaking with Rafiq Razali, CEO of Ref Media Group, formerly known as Media Prima Digital, a subsidiary of Media Prima. Rafiq, welcome to The Breakfast Grill.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Rafi, I think let's kick off with this rebranding point, right? You were formerly known as Media Prima Digital. Now you're known as Rev Media Group. Why this change in brand? What's the point you're trying to drive here?
Okay, so I think we looked at it from a perspective of both internal and external. Externally, basically 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we acquired a business called Rev Asia Holdings in Rambahan with the Rev Asia brand. They had, you know, a loyal set of clients that was advertising, you know, on their platforms for quite a while. Similarly, us at Media Prima Digital, you know, we had similar clients as well. And I think, you know, to just, you know, avoid any confusion which might occur, as you know, there are two different brands, you know, being involved with clients, we decided to just, you know, combine all under one umbrella, which is a Ref Media Group, which would, you know, be the main brand that we'll go to market with moving forward. The rebranding exercise also signals a strong message internally that we're all one organization. We're all a part of the same family. And I think, you know, moving forward, we all do things, you know, our way as well.
Yeah, but I think I have one concern with this rebranding is that Ref Asia Berhad is still at Publix, the company, and it's getting back in the digital media game. I think with talks that they're going to acquire iMedia Asia Sdn Bhd for around 10 million ringgit. Isn't this a cause of concern for your new brand, the fact that the names are so similar?
We're not really concerned because in the end, when we acquired Ref Asia, we acquired the full intellectual property of the brand and also you know, the logos and whatnot. So, yes, there is another entity called Ref Asia Berhad, which is listed in the ACE market. You know, they can keep that name, but ultimately the branding, the whole identity of Ref Asia still belongs to us. We're very proud of it. And that's something that we want to continue to uphold moving forward.
I guess coming back to the rebranding exercise here, it seems like a step away from the Media Prima name. Why go with the Rev Asia brand as opposed to the Media Prima name, which is such a legacy brand in Malaysia?
I think, you know, for us, it's a matter of we regroup within our leaders. We want to identify what name best represents us, what name best represents, you know, what we want to do moving forward. And I think generally, even our business model pretty much mimics what Ref Asia has been doing for the longest time, which is a sponsored content. So because of that, I think internally, most of us resonate better, you know, with the Ref brand, which is why we have decided to move with the Ref Media Group branding going forward.
Right. So is it a parallel of the revenue generated by the Ref brand itself?
Basically, the business model, you know, is strong via the Ref brands. I think we are integrating the same business model for all of our other brands. Even the more legacy brands such as New Straits Time, The Taharan and whatnot will be moving towards a new business model, which is more catered towards sponsored content, which is the where Ref Media Group has always been a strong at.
Before we move on to the brands under you and the expansion plans there, is this rebranding part of any long-term strategy to either spin off the company independently or even position it for sale? Is this at all on the cards or on your mind?
I think, you know, we're open to all possibilities moving forward to see what makes sense. I think I can't deny that eventually if, you know, from a valuation perspective, you know, be able to fetch a strong valuation moving forward, I think anything's possible. But I think for us right now, we are very focused towards, you know, our short to medium term strategy, which is to deliver strong growth for year on year and to build, you know, the best in class digital publishing company in Malaysia.
Right. Let's talk about the brands now. You've got about 30 under you, which is quite a significant number. This includes legacy brands like NSTP and Fly and new ventures like the Sis.com and regional offerings like Mashable and IGN. I think these are the Southeast Asian, for the Southeast Asian region. With this rebranding, should we expect any consolidation in your brand portfolio?
No, I think we've done quite a bit of consolidation ourselves. I think our core focus will be on these 30-odd brands moving forward. They all have their own respective audiences that are loyal to the brands themselves, which means that, you know, we will continue to serve these loyal audiences with content which they're familiar with or which they enjoy or which they love over the past few years or so. However, when it comes to, you know, productizing for our clients, you know, that's where, you know, we'll become a bit more unique in terms of how we're able to bundle or, you know, package multiple brands together to deliver, you know, the best solutions for our clients or advertisers moving forward. So we're not consolidating any brands. I think, you know, the core focus is that our audiences love these brands. They've been, you know, consuming content from the longest time and are familiar with our brands, which is why they're here to stay moving forward.
What about additions? Are you looking to add any brands or buy any brands?
I think for us, we've grown organically and inorganically as well. Some brands we've created from scratch, some brands we've acquired. And I think as long as they are, you know, good possibilities or good partnerships to be had, we'll never say no towards expanding our portfolio. However, it has to make business sense. It has to add a certain value to the overall offering as a group. But, you know, if those opportunities come about, we won't be shy to, you know, expand our brand portfolio.
When we take a look at some of the brands here, they include the legacy brands like NSTP, Fly and Burita Harian, which are part of the larger group as well. When it comes to the digital side of things, is editorial control and operational control entirely under you, or is it some sort of joint management?
I think from an editorial perspective, the brands have been built to have a certain identity for the longest time. I think even within, while we have commercial control over all of our digital brands, it is a conscious decision to allow editorial content to control to still sit with the editors or the content creators themselves. We are you know, empowering our editorial or content creation teams, you know, with insights and data and things like that so that they can create better content, but we will never tell them what to do. But from a commercial perspective, that's where we have, you know, full control. That's where, you know, we'll be able to, you know, create better synergies, create better products, better solutions on behalf of our clients, because everything's combined into one.
Right. Okay. So you're basically building out the digital system here and handling the money side of things, whereas the brands handle their own editorial and then pass it on to you to then apply the digital media strategy that you have.
Correct. Yes.
So with that in mind, what is the digital media strategy for these legacy brands like NSTP and Fly and Burita Harian? What is your mandate from management or the board?
Obviously, from a board perspective, we need to ensure that revenues continue to grow. So, you know, that would be one of the strongest mandates is how do we commercially, how do we, you know, continue on our strong growth journey that we've had in the past few years and, you know, supercharge that to even a bigger growth moving forward. But also, from a traffic perspective, from a synergy perspective in terms of operations and systems, that's where, you know, we will also be, you know, looking at how do we streamline processes? How do we allow certain tools or certain data that we'll be able to generate, we'll be able to leverage across the entire group as well. So more towards improving the efficiency of the backend processes as well. But the biggest spend has always been towards growing revenues.
All right. I've been speaking with Rafiq Razali, CEO of Ref Media Group, a subsidiary of Media Prima. Up next, we'll get into their new brands and growth drivers, as well as the media landscape and financial situation. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kunnison. This morning, I'm speaking with Rafiq Razali, CEO of Rev Media Group, formerly known as Media Prima Digital, a subsidiary of Media Prima. So Rafiq, let's take a look forward then. Which brands are going to be your focuses and which brands are going to be the growth drivers?
Okay, so basically, when we run a portfolio of about 30 brands or so, we have to focus on a few that's strong, but also look at other brands, which might be the growth arm of things. I think we have a lot of strong anchor brands in our portfolio, such as, you know, the Straits Times, Burita Harian, Harian Metro, SES, Obulan, you know, and our Chinese networks. Quite strong. I think it has its own loyal base. But I think to fuel growth moving forward, we're also looking at, you know, slightly more, vertical areas. For example, gaming or esports is a huge arm that we are focusing on moving forward. So I think most of that will come towards our portals, MyGameOne and also IGN. Also, we're looking at, you know, how do we, you know, integrate the new brands, for example, the radio-based brands that we've had. That's part of our portfolio recently, which is, you know, Fly, Hot, Wine and Cool. And how do we allow them to prosper and also grow from a digital perspective as well. So again, the focus on the core brands will always be there. They are our anchor brands that delivers huge traffic, huge audiences, and, you know, which translates to revenues. But at the same time, how do we, you know, look at the other brands which we have licensed or which, you know, we have managed recently, and allow them to also, you know, appeal more to the respective audiences or so. But I think, you know, you'll see us focus more towards more vertical approach, more focus areas moving forward as well. As you know, we have quite a few titles which has the mass appeal.
Right, and let's talk about some of the brands that came over from the acquisition in 2017, like Cez.com. How much of that is that is a brand entirely under Rev Media Group, correct? Entirely owned and operated?
Yes, correct, 100%.
What is the strategy for a brand like that? Does the strategy differ from the likes of NSTP or Berita Harian?
Yeah, so for Cez, I think for us, it's a matter of ensuring that we consistently keep, you know, our audiences engaged. We have quite a big audience base. I think since for the past 2 years, we've expanded it. You know, as you know, Cez has become a little bit more recognized as a trusted news source as well. And I think that has allowed our, you know, audience base to grow quite significantly, to be actually among the top English language portals in Malaysia. I think, you know, the goal for Cez, for example, is to continue down that path, but also to, you know, ensure that our content quality, you know, maintains or also improves, I would say, moving forward as well, to ensure that we continuously engage audiences moving forward. But I think, you know, when you have a base of close to 4 million uniques a month, that's quite sizable, especially in the English language. I think the goal is to ensure that engagement improves. How do we increase the number of articles or videos being consumed per user? Because I think in terms of growth of unique users, there will be a ceiling to it. However, for newer brands or for brands that still has a long way to go, I think the goal is also to increase the reach that we'll be able to have, to get people more familiar with the brand so that, you know, they will become loyal audiences for the brand moving forward. So it really depends on the current state of the brand themselves. I think for sales, they're quite strong. For example, a newer brand such as Mashable and IGN, for example, we believe they will benefit from having a wider reach moving forward, because at the moment, the reach, you know, definitely could be improved.
You've got 30 brands under you. Some are entirely owned by Rev Media. Some are part of the larger group. Is 30 brands too many, or is this just the nature of digital media and the targeting that you need?
I think if you look at a market like Malaysia, I think 30 brands is not too many. Because, you know, we consume content in various different languages. You know, there's particular subject matters which interest people differently. So I think because of that, you know, our goal is to be able to, you know, reach out to, you know, the maximum amount of people in Malaysia as much as possible. And I think our method, and what we believe is the best way to do so, is to actually, you know, have a tapestry of titles or, you know, portals that, you know, in a back-end perspective, you know, all operates under one system, one back-end, one process. Because in the end of the day, you know, we consume content based on the language you prefer. We, you know, have specific interests. I mean, not everybody wants to read news all the time. They want to read other forms of content as well, which is why we will always have a specific product that will cater to a sizable niche of, you know, people as well, which is why we believe 30 is not too much. It could even be more in the future.
Rafiq, what are some of the fastest growing brands in your portfolio in terms of reach or even revenue?
I think for us, this year, our legacy or the brands that have been strong have been growing really fast as well. I think it's due to, you know, because this year has been an interesting year, you know, to say the least, from a political standpoint to, you know, COVID and whatnot, right? So I think generally our trusted, you know, news sites have seen massive growth in terms of traffic. I think, you know, the Malaysians generally, you know, would like to refer or would like to, you know, always go back to a trusted news source to be able to, you know, confirm or validate the current news or current affairs in the country. I think that we are one of the bigger beneficiaries of that this year. That has really helped. However, I think moving forward as well, we do see growth coming in from slightly more niche verticals. For example, esports and gaming is a huge one for us. And there'll also be focus areas on things like food, things like, you know, like lifestyle and whatnot. I mean, travel's always been something that's strong. That's something that we intended to verticalize. Maybe not this year, as you know, or maybe we would sort of like change it towards a more localized sort of like travel features and things like that. But generally, I think this year we've seen the demand coming in from a news and current affairs perspective, which is where we have focused a lot of efforts as well this year. As you know, that's what a majority of Malaysians would like to has been consuming a lot more this year.
Do you have any numbers with you in terms of the growth rates or in terms of consumption increases?
Sure. I think I'll deliver some numbers from a percentage perspective, but do know that our base is relatively high. Mm-hmm. So when we grow in terms of percentage perspective, it's actually a really large amount. I would say in quarter two, we've seen traffic growth, right? From a reach perspective, reach has grown about 15 to 20%. And then that's quite significant because we already reach out to about 70-odd percent of the internet population in Malaysia. And when you grow on top of that, it's actually quite a sizable amount as well. But from a page view perspective, we've grown close to 50% versus the same quarter last year. That's sizable because we're already operating northwards of 200 million page views a month. And when you grow 50% on top of that, that's actually quite a chunky number. And I think that's been something that, you know, I think this general demand for news has increased significantly in quarter two. But I think what we've been trying to do is to ensure that, you know, we maintain or we retain those audiences that have, you know, gravitated to our platforms and to engage them better so that, you know, they'll the numbers would stick moving forward. And so far we've seen, you know, the numbers, while it has tapered down a bit, but it's still stronger than where we were in the same period last year. So I think that's been quite good for us.
All right. Speaking of numbers, the media landscape was already changing before the pandemic, and COVID-19 has just accelerated that change. We're seeing an increased interest in digital media, but based on your financials, for the first half of the year at least, advertising revenue was down 16% on year for digital. Could you shed some light as to why this was the case?
I think generally, you know, we've basically in the first half of the year, if you look at there was a paradox in terms of the demand coming in from digital media. I mean, we've had record highs in terms of traffic. Our reach, our page views are all at record highs. However, you know, majority of our advertisers, and rightfully so, has been cautious, especially, you know, in the second quarter of the year because of the MCO. I think, you know, when people can't go out, when, you know, economically, you know, things are at a, you know, there are a lot of question marks economically. A majority of brands or advertisers have taken a more wait and see approach, which is okay. I think generally we actually anticipated it to be a lot worse. However, I think the team worked hard, you know, to come up with innovative campaigns that are basically MCO friendly, that has led towards more digital sales for our clients and our brands as well, which has helped, you know, cushion a lot of the revenue impact in the second quarter. But you know, I think things largely have been okay since then. I think third quarter overall numbers have been picking up again, and I think, you know, we are quite happy with how things have been recovering since the MCO. Again, you know, it's a unique situation. Usually when you see traffic go up, your revenues will go up as well. Not the case in the second quarter this year. As you know, we rely a lot on advertising revenues.
Rafiq, in terms of revenue growth targets, in 2019, digital represented 12% of Media Prima Group revenue. What percentage of group revenue do you want Rev Media to contribute in a year's time, in 5 years' time? What is the mandate for management?
I think eventually we want to see this grow towards at least 20 to 25% of group revenues. I think, you know, this year we will be growing that number a little bit. Should be a decent year for us. However, you know, we do have very aggressive plans going forward to continuously grow as well. I think, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, if things start to stabilize, and I think, you know, we don't have that many, you know, lockdowns or MCOs moving forward, I'm fairly confident that our business will be able to, you know, grow, you know, in a strong double-digit growth year on year for the next couple of years.
And talking about growth, you've got some regional brands like IGN and Mashable. Are you looking into more regional expansion or just focusing on the local side?
I think our strengths lie on localization, which is why a lot of you know, our audiences come to us to consume content, because I think that our team is very strong at local content. However, it doesn't mean that, you know, we don't have any ambitions regionally. I think, you know, we are with Mashable and with IGN, I think that's our attempt to better understand the market regionally as well. But, you know, but the focus will still be on Malaysia. However, we do have, you know, an eye on what we can do regionally moving forward as well. But, you know, in the short-term future, we still believe that the Malaysian market is sizable enough for us to focus majority of our efforts in.
All right, Rafi, let's end on this note. Over the last few years, we've seen, since the acquisition, we've seen some senior executives leave Media Prima Digital, now known as Rev Media. Was this down to differing visions that couldn't be reconciled early? Like, one of the people that left was Vunsake, was the former managing director. He's gone to do his own project now. What was behind some of this churn that we've seen in senior management?
I think when it comes to policies in terms of maintaining talent, my goal is to actually look at the larger, you know, view of things. I think we currently now have more than 300, you know, people in the organization that are excited to, you know, create content every single day and do what they currently do. So that will still be a core focus area for us. I know, will that, you know, can I stop, you know, some perhaps senior or key people from leaving the organization to pursue their own ambitions? I think for me is that, you know, we have a goal in mind. If, you know, other people believe that they have other goals or they want to venture into other different things, you know, we will not stop them. They are free to do what they want to do. But I think in the end of the day, you know, the proof is still in the pudding. We still have a strong product. In fact, this year, you know, we've grown in terms of revenues, grown in terms of traffic. My view is that the core ingredients in the organization are still in the organization. And I think that's something that, you know, that we will hold dear moving forward as well.
Rafiq, on that note, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I was speaking with Rafiq Razali, CEO of Rev Media Group, formerly known as Media Prima Digital, a subsidiary of Media Prima. And you've been listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanesan for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.